Well, happy birthday, church. This is a big day, on par with Christmas, Easter. Oh, smaller crowd than Christmas and Easter. Well, that's okay. It's okay. It happens. So we have today the celebration of our birthday. No big party, but remembering. Remembering how God continues to come to us. Now, as we think of this great, powerful day, one of the things that's easy to lose sight of so far after the fact is that after Easter, after Jesus rose from the dead, the whole Jesus movement, the follower of Jesus, was reduced. It was carried on by 12 men. Could have easily died out. And these 12 were confused and without direction, and they were scared. So they hid. They were scared because they were thinking, if they kill Jesus, we might be next. They didn't know what to do. It was something that just took their breath away. Our story today picks up while they're in hiding, waiting. And then we hear our story today. Suddenly the Holy Spirit came to them, blowing around them, filling them with power. And suddenly the people gathered around them began to hear the disciples speaking in their own native languages. Wow! Now, when we hear about this, we might assume that this is one of those amazing supernatural events that happen in the Bible but doesn't happen today. But I'd suggest it does. So often, in fact, that it becomes normal and we may not even notice it. You just heard me remind our children today that the word spirit in the languages of the Bible was a word that had three meanings all at once. It means breath and wind and spirit all at the same time. And it cannot have one meaning without the other two coming along with it. That's just how people's minds worked back then. Okay? So this means that it's God's spirit and wind and soul coming to us all at the same time. It meant all three. Now in our time, we will say things like, I'm winded. I can't catch my breath. Oh, it just took my breath away. These are phrases we use to describe those times we feel overwhelmed, overworked, maybe exhausted or tired, over our heads, maybe even frantic. For people who are winded, who can't catch their breath, people who need to take a breath, this is good news. This is truly good news because the Spirit, God's own breath, comes to fill us. It is the very thing we need when we can't catch our breath, when we feel like we're out of breath, when it feels like we don't have God in us, when we are without the Spirit. As the disciples gathered, they didn't have a clue what to do next. You ever felt that way? Not sure how to pick up and carry on. They were heartbroken. They'd heard about the resurrection. They weren't quite sure about it. They weren't sure what it meant. You ever have those times when you're not sure what it means for you? What Jesus means? What God might be doing? What God might be doing in your life? Afraid? Confused? Not sure? There are so many things that can take our breath away. When we're unsure about our faith, we need to take a breath. See, taking a breath typically means slow down. Stop trying to do so much all at once. So for a lot of us, that might mean stop trying to be so independent. Stop trying to be a lone ranger. Stop assuming that we already know the one right answer. Step away from the desire to try to fix everything. Open up to being a little more vulnerable. Have questions, wonder, doubt. It's okay. Don't hang on to the myth of certainty. Certainty closes the door, leaves us in fear, leaves us winded. When we're winded, when it feels like things in life take our breath away, it's easy to feel far from God. It's easy to feel like we're alone and unsure. And in those times, we may not know what to do, So sometimes we look for a quick fix. Our society tells us, do more, get more, because if some is good, more is better. So typically, we'll engage in what I like to call power leisure, where we work hard all week, and then as soon as quitting time comes Friday, boom, we're gone. And we try to cram a whole week of fun into one weekend. And we hope that it's going to make us really happy and fulfilled. And you know what it makes us? Tired with laundry. Okay? It doesn't provide what we think it will. We cram more and more stuff into our schedules, hoping it's going to make us feel happy, and it doesn't work. And when we fall into that cycle, it's harder and harder to see anybody else or anyone else's needs, and it's easy to fall into another all-about-me cycle. And we end up winded and out of breath. So we respond typically by running harder and faster instead of taking a break. And when those times come, is it any wonder that it feels like we're far from God? We need to get our breath back. We need God's breath to fill us. See, taking a breath and getting our breath back is partly a matter of making room and keeping our priorities straight. Because if we're too full of our own thoughts and priorities and ideas, we're not going to have any room for God entering our lives and for God speaking to us. Now, part of the good news is, it's not just about our breath. We are not on our own. It is not our strength and power. It is God's. It is God's breath, God's spirit that fills us, filling us with power and love and purpose. We don't need to create this on our own. Instead, God fills us with this love and peace that is so big we can't hang on to all of it, and it spills out. Now, if we try to hang on to it, bad things happen. It goes stale. It starts very quickly to feel like hypocrisy. We turn it into another all-about-me thing. Okay? You know what happens if you try to hold your breath too long? You pass out. At the Y where I swim, they have a sign on the wall in the pool that I still cannot figure out. I've seen it for 6 years. It says, no long breath holding. Okay, I'm in. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm swimming, I like to breathe. But see, that gets at the cycle. We breathe in, and we breathe out. We don't just breathe in and hold our breath. God's Spirit is not a commodity we get and put into a bank account or an IRA. It is something that gives us life. Beginning in us with the relief that we are forgiven and set free. And then we breathe it out, because if we don't, it's going to feel like it's just a bunch of words. So we share that love and mercy with others. And sometimes it turns out you are just the right person who makes that call or sends that email at just the right time. And you had no idea you were even doing it. That is the work of the Spirit. See, when God's Spirit, when God's own breath fills us, miracles happen. Now, again, we think that God's miracles need to be these huge supernatural events with special effects. And if that's what we think, then we might miss it when God is at work. But God often speaks and works in normal human ways. Now, we may not start speaking French or Mandarin or Spanish, but we do end up speaking the languages that other people need in that time where they are. Languages of love and compassion and mercy. More than just tolerance, but aggressive love and understanding. When we see beyond ourselves and have compassion and mercy on others, it is the work of the Spirit in us. When we take time to listen to that person who is lonely, who is convinced nobody cares, and they feel that they're loved and that they matter, what do you call that but the work of the Spirit? Now, nobody else might even notice it. Except the person you are ministering to. That's okay. They're the only ones who needs to feel it. When we share some of what we have with the hungry, when we walk with those recovering from addiction, when we assist those who've lost everything, when we feed the hungry, comfort a lost, frantic child, when we help those who have lost their homes to fires or floods, it's the work of the Spirit. God comes to us when we might not have the first clue what to do next. God comes to us with the Spirit to breathe into us, to heal our fears, and to lead us and give us direction. And as we breathe it in, it becomes part of us. And as we speak, as we love, as we forgive and show mercy, we breathe out God's own breath into the world. Because remember, friends, it's not our breath, it is God's breath. The air is on today. Feel the air moving among you. Huh? Just a little gentle breeze. Candles flickering just a tad. Sometimes the air is moving pretty hard. The storm came through last week. Trees were bent almost double. That's what God's Spirit is too. Sometimes gentle. Sometimes almost overwhelming. But always, always connected with us and part of us. As we breathe in God's Spirit, it becomes part of us. And as we speak with love and mercy, we get to blow it back out. See, living our lives is a spiritual thing. Every breath we take, every step we take, every heart God brings healing to through us, every person we feed, every tear we dry, every story we listen to, each one changes us and heals us too, even as it brings healing to someone else. And when we breathe out, we have more room inside to be filled and renewed with the Spirit, with God's own breath. Breathe in. Feel that. Feel God's Spirit coursing through your body, becoming part of you. Hear the sound of God in you, and breathe out in love and generosity and forgiveness and mercy. The signs of what Jesus calls the kingdom of God. Breathe. Keep breathing. Amen.